Hello, this is Jo Tomlin for Fringe Review. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm talking with someone who's wearing multiple hats at this Fringe. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hi there, Jo. My name is Tara Lacey. I'm with a company called Peppered Whip Productions, and as you rightly say, I am wearing multiple hats. I'm here with a production called The Wasp by Morgan Lloyd Malcolm, and I am performing in it. I'm one of two women performing in it, but I'm also directing and producing the show as well. This is pretty much what I tend to do with every show that we do, so it can be quite an intense experience being here. We've been touring since May, well, doing previews really since May, round and about the regions, Oxfordshire, Northamptonshire, London and Guildford. And obviously each one is something that you have to kind of focus on specifically in order to promote and to produce that specific show and at the venue of your choice there. But then, of course, that extends beyond to multiple venues for the entire tour. So you really have to have a vision for the micro and the macro, and it can be pretty intense.
So how did you become interested in theatre?
Long story. I suppose a lot of people who are in theatre or in the arts feel that it's always been essentially a part of them instinctively, and that is true for me too. So as a child I was very much into theatre and public speaking. I did go into law briefly, but once I had my family and then got divorced, I found a way back into theatre, started through the amateur route, and then now find myself freelancing and straddling, I would say, the professional and the amateur worlds, I suppose. So I'd say I'm firmly semi-professional in terms of theatre, which can be very exciting and very stimulating. Yep.
Now, because you do more than acting and directing, you're on the business side as well. How did you get into that? Because a lot of people tend to be straddle one side only. What made you become a producer?
Okay, so essentially, producing has come out of necessity. So when Peppered Whip was formed 7 years ago, we realised that we wanted to bring a piece of new writing to Edinburgh Fringe, and we weren't getting the support from the areas that we expected to. So therefore, in order to make our own work, we had to produce it ourselves. So we were thrown in the deep end, basically. And because I have a legal background and I'm quite happy with contracts and licences and basically crossing the T's and dotting the I's, so I'm the person that will make sure that we have everything in place and that, you know, we've fitted in with the venue's requirements, that we've got our insurances, that our licences are covered, that our backs are covered, basically. That's part of me. It was part of my training legally. And so therefore, I do feel quite comfortable being able to make sure that we're where we should be from a technical and a business point of view and a legal point of view. And then once that's done, I'm quite happy to go off and do my creative stuff as well.
Wow, that is wonderful. Talk about having something to fall back on. I bet the legal studies and that you did have now really come in useful. Imagine if you hadn't had that. Where would you be, do you think, trying to do out of necessity what you said?
Absolutely. It's interesting because I hadn't wanted to be a lawyer, but my family had encouraged me to use my brain. This is what I needed to do, and theatre would be my hobby. And obviously, I'd always wanted it to be the other way around. And for some time, I suppose maybe I felt like I'd made a mistake. But I think now you get to a certain stage in your life, and you can't look at things that have happened in your life as mistakes. They're learning processes, and you've done those things for a reason. So you're absolutely right. Now I look back on that, and I think, well, it has laid the ground and the foundation for me and the company to be able to push ahead and to know what we're doing, essentially, I feel.
So how do you choose the plays or do you devise material for your company? How do the topics come up and the choices, how are the choices made?
Well, it's interesting because, again, drawing from other areas of life, I wear multiple hats. There's another company I'm involved with called Shake the History Tree, which is a theatre company where we essentially improvise and immerse children into Shakespeare through our secret theatre. And then we get them to not only improvise themselves, but also to speak Shakespeare's words as well. So we devise. We certainly are in the habit of devising. And in terms of what we do across the year, it's a variety of things. we devise, we improvise, we look for new writing. We are constantly looking for other artists and genres to collaborate with, because we do feel that that is the way to progress and to move our boundaries and to be able to challenge ourselves. So we're constantly looking for collaboration. And whether that means through new writing or different genres, then we look at that. But equally, we're always reading scripts, as many people, theatre people are, and you come across new writers to you, people that you haven't been exposed to, and it encourages you to maybe seek out other things that they've done. And that's certainly how we came across Morgan Lloyd Malcolm with The Wasp. Many of your listeners may know that she's just recently had her play Amelia produced at the Globe in the autumn to great success. And so I think there are people that have seen Amelia and have therefore thinking, well, The Wasp might be quite interesting to see because it's work that she's already produced before Amelia came to the forefront. So, yeah.
And the actors that you perform with in your company, are they based in a certain region, or do you hire from the outside for specific shows? How do you run auditions for your company?
So our company, pretty much we're self-funded. So we create our own work because it's the only way that we're going to be able to do what we want to do. So we are, any profits that we make will be split between us, but essentially our investment is in ourselves and being able to bring ourselves up here. In terms of how we select people, we pretty much cherry pick who we want to work with, to be honest with you. There's a core group of us that met about 8 years ago performing Brassed Off on the amateur circuit, and so as I said, there's about four of us, and one of them was playing in the brass band that we'd hired to work with us, and the other three of us were acting, and two of us based in Oxfordshire, one based in Northamptonshire, another based in Wiltshire, but we get together on a regular basis to, you know, to collaborate and perform. But we come across, obviously, when, as I said, we straddle the amateur and the professional world, if we find that there are people that we get on well with and we feel that we have a connection with and that we feel that maybe we're on the same page artistically, then we look to talk to them and say, you know, we have this project, what do you think of this, would you be interested in auditioning? And then we usually line up hopefully two or three, four people sometimes if we're lucky, to be able to audition for the parts that we have available.
What advice would you give to someone who's, you know, let's say 10 years earlier, starting to think out of necessity that they've got to put their production company together and produce their own shows because they really want to do theatre? Any sort of bullet points of advice you'd like to share?
I am pretty sure that most people would not necessarily agree with me, but I'm a big believer in following your dreams and your instincts. I mean, I suppose I was raised not to put boundaries in front of me, so I've never considered something as being beyond my reach and not able to achieve. So I'd say just to look around you, your resources, people that you know, connections that you can make, and start with what you can cope with. So for example, we rehearse in a factory. We've turned that into a site-specific performance space when we've needed to. And so as long as we've made sure that we are covering our bases legally and that we know that you know, we're not putting anybody at risk, you can create in your space. You don't have to be spending beyond your means. I think it's really important not to put yourself at risk financially, and to make sure that you're operating within your means. But there are places that you can perform that would be happy to have you. You know, your local pub sometimes, local venues that maybe do stand-up that haven't necessarily moved into theatre. We certainly did that in Banbury. We had a great company called The Attic, actually, which hosts a lot of stand-up comedy. They'd never done anything like hosting a Fringe Night before, and it was really successful, and for a fee that you wouldn't be out of your reach necessarily, if especially if you're starting out. So I think you need to look at what's around you, open your eyes to what's around you, the spaces that are around you, the people that are around you, because there are some really talented people. Just take some time to speak to them and to draw it out of them and to see where your connections might be.
Okay, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Jo. Thank you.